nothing brings more joy than a sappy Christmas movie. First, it was just the Hallmark Channel, but now Netflix has all their sappy Christmas movies. Lifetime has jumped in on it, too. You can't escape them, and that makes me happy.
I got sucked into one of those movies this weekend, and it was horrible. And yet, it's still, like, in the top three trending on Netflix right now.
A Castle for Christmas, the Brooke Shields movie.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
We found ourselves both watching it.
Yeah, we both watched it
without discussing it.
Right. Raven hated it. I thought it was beautiful.
But you tuned out, didn't you?
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep.
But here's the thing about those movies, and this is what I love, is that you don't need to know how it ends, because you know how it ends the minute it begins. And I'm okay with that. I like that they're going to fall in love. I like that if there's a castle, there's going to be a happily ever after. Like, to me, that's what the holidays are about. It's like bringing a little bit of joy, even if it's so far-fetched, which is why I'm so frustrated, Raven, because I have been working tirelessly, pitching to the Hallmark Channel my idea for a Christmas movie. I have sent them emails.
Okay.
I've tried to tag them on Twitter, trying to say, like, hey, listen, guys, I got a really good idea. I even resorted last year to handwriting a letter as if I was, like, writing to Santa Claus.
Is it Murder,
himself.
She Wrote? Were you Angela Lansbury?
No.
Is that what you were doing here? I mean, you know, you're in the industry, so what you need is something that's going to be more eye-catching, that people are going to be, like, you know, it's got to grab their attention, essentially. So you need, like, a demo. You need something that, you know, it's a hook right away. You need a trailer is what you need. It's the same thing as flipping through Netflix. Mm-hmm. And they play, you know, they don't even ask you if you want to watch the trailer. Now, they just, you know, hit the B-roll immediately as you're scrolling. And that's how you get sucked into these things. That's what you need.
Okay. If I tell you what my movie is about, will you create a trailer? Because I know that's what you do.
Yes. Being your talented friend, I want 15% of any royalties should such movie be made.
15% deal.
15%.
Deal.
Okay, that seems like a good deal. Now you have to tell me the gist of what it is that your idea is. First off, do you have a title?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Very original.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the story, and nobody can steal this. And I want to preface this by saying that none of this is true. This is just my idea for a movie. Mr. and Mrs. Claus and Santa, they're up in the North Pole right now.
They're
hard
good.
At work. They're fine.
They're not in mediation.
No, everything is good.
Nobody's meeting.
Okay. But here's what happens in my movie.
No counseling necessary? Yeah. Okay, what?
Mrs. Claus is dead.
Yeah.
From
what?
Old age.
Come on!
No. It's just like the Disney movies where the parents die. But it's just Mrs. Claus. And it's old age. Nothing tragic happens to her. But she's like 7,000 years old at this point. Like, it was coming, you know?
It was coming?
Yeah. It starts at the North Pole.
Yeah.
And now Santa is a widower. But he's still jolly. He's still making toys for all the little good boys and girls.
Despite being hundreds of years old, he's still going to go on.
Yeah, but there's an aura of sadness because he misses Mrs. Claus, right?
Yes.
Now, second story, we're going to pan to a single mom who's struggling with her three kids in New York City. Now, when she was a kid, she loved Christmas, but she's been so jaded by the world and she's so tired that all her Christmas joy is gone.
Yeah.
But her kids...
It's a struggle with three kids and a single mom in the city, yes. Yeah.
Her kids see a TikTok about Mrs. Claus being gone, and they go on a mission.
The elves publish her death warrant, her death certificate for Mrs. Claus on TikTok?
Yes. This is 2021, Raven. These things happen.
All right.
And they go on a mission to set up their mom with Santa Claus.
Okay, but no idea how they get to the mission. Okay, they want to set... I just have to write this down. They want to set up mom... Okay.
All right. So at the end of the story, of course, she becomes Mrs. Claus.
No, I get it. I mean, I think I can figure out the rest of where it goes.
Can you make a trailer on that?
You're going to have to give me a day, but I can come back with this tomorrow for you.
Tomorrow, Raven's going to have a trailer for my movie, and we're going to pitch it to the Hallmark Channel. I can't wait. Raven's going to help make my dream come true. I'm so excited about this. I can't remember the last time I was this excited. So I have come up with a Hallmark Christmas movie plot. I have had it for like a year now. I send them emails. I've tweeted at them. I even handwritten a letter saying that I have an idea for... They never respond.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, it's true.
I was all upset because I was like, gosh, like, what do I have to do to get somebody's attention? They make movies about everything. Why can't they do my movie?
Well, here's the thing. Let's be honest, all right? These holiday movies that these networks are churning out, they're not groundbreaking films, all right? They're not doing amazing things. I don't think that they need professional writers or maybe even, you know, suggestions from the outside audience. They just come to them. Everything works out. Everybody ends up together. Santa, you know, still comes. Christmas still happens.
Right. So here's the thing. If I want you to know right away that Santa and Mrs. Claus are fine. They're in the North Pole. They're doing their thing. Right, but this is my idea for the movie.
Right, these are the plot lines you gave me to create a trailer for your movie so we could sell it to these networks.
In my movie, Mrs. Claus passes away from old age, just like the Disney movies where the parents die all the time. And it starts in the North Pole. Santa is a widower, but he's still jolly making toys for all the good boys and girls. But there's a sadness about him because he misses Mrs. Claus. Now, second plot, you pan to New York City. And there's a single mom with three kids struggling to get by. And she used to love Christmas, but she's jaded by the world. Her Christmas joy is gone. But her kids see a TikTok about Mrs. Claus being gone, and they go on a mission to set their mom up with Santa.
This is what I came up with for you, okay?
Okay. So Raven believes with the right trailer, we can get the attention of the people at Hallmark, and they'll possibly make my movie.
At the very least, you should expect some sort of callback, an email, or possibly even a restraining order.
I hope so.
Sit back and enjoy.
This holiday season, everyone's in the spirit.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
But when Mrs. Claus unexpectedly passes through the pearly gates, Santa's left with a huge hole in his heart.
Oh no, Mrs. Claus.
In a city, the hustle and bustle of being a single mom to three boys can mean your love life takes the back seat.
You guys keep me so busy, I don't even have time for dating.
But this year, there's something magical happening.
All right, it says she's an Aquarius. All right, do I swipe it? I swipe it right.
Watch what happens when a suddenly available jolly widower takes a chance on a divorcee working 60 hours a week to feed her elves in a two-bedroom in the Bronx.
Hello, is Santa smoldering?
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Mario Lopez as Santa.
I mean, we're going to be rich. I don't know if you get rich out of making plot lines for Christmas Hallmark movies, but who wouldn't want to make that movie? Who wouldn't want to see that movie? Santa's going to swipe right on her. They're going to live happily ever after in the North Pole. This is the greatest story, love story of all time.
Mario Lopez is online too right now. Looks like he's available.
Oh, good. When we found out that Candy Kane, a.k.a. Candace Kane, from Gemelli Film wanted to talk to us about making my Hallmark movie, we were like, that seems fake. But then we looked at it. I mean, this is really what you do. You make Christmas movies.
I do. I make other things, too, but I'm kind of no. I mean, my name is Candy Kane. You know, I married into it, but I do make Christmas movies. I make other things, but Christmas movies are kind of my bread and butter.
This is like your time of the year, right, Candy? I mean, you're headed off to an event right now.
I am a content partner with PureFlix, and I have a television series with them called Welcome to Hope. They wanted a standalone Christmas movie, so it's Welcome to Hope, a holiday homecoming. And since it's standalone, we also made it, you know, just a holiday homecoming. So I'm working with a bunch of people in Illinois, and we're doing a premiere just to show what the film industry can do in that small area. And then we also have a screening of it at the Cinema Arts Center in Patchogue on the 19th.
So my Hallmark idea film, which now forget Hallmark. I don't even want you anymore. Now I want Gemelli Films.
Well, here's the funny thing. I'm actually Alexandra Smith and Ian Price, who are the decision makers over at Hallmark, are acquaintances of mine.
Oh, well, so we love Hallmark. Yeah. I mean, we'd love to start there. All right. We want to run this thing all around the world. I mean, they started this idea.
What we do is, you know, we make movies. And then I shop them around because we also have a distribution arm of my company. So I have the ability to bring films once they're completed to Hallmark and so forth, rather than having Hallmark create it, Gemelli Films creates it and then sells it.
So what do you think of my idea of Mrs. Claus is dead? Now, it's nothing bad against her. She just died of old age because eventually, you know, people, they go up to heaven or whatever. And now there's a single mom who lives in the city, and she's raising three kids, and she's jaded, and her Christmas spirit is gone. But meanwhile, Santa Claus is sad in the North Pole. He's still making toys and being jolly and all that, but he misses the companionship of a woman. Kids come together to hook up Santa and their mom. You think that this could actually be a story that we could bring to life?
I think you need to stop talking about it.
Okay.
Because people will hear it and steal it from you. If you don't have that copywritten, especially on the platform, you better keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
Because somebody will steal it. It is a good idea. I think you need to make it less sad.
I do remember in, Santa Claus 2 or 3, didn't he get a super hot Mrs. Claus after that too? I don't know if they had to kill Mrs. Claus for that one. Like a super hot Mrs. Claus was just, you know, it was in the plan. At some point, they had to work that part out.
There's so many different things that you could do, because you could also turn Mrs. Claus into an independent woman where she's like, she still has her youth. And she's like, you know what? I'm done. And other than having her
die. Right.
Let's say all of a sudden Mrs. Claus is like, yep, that's it. I'm done. I'm out. And she leaves. All of a sudden Santa becomes hot so we can attract a wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're just spitfiring.
You know?
I mean, look at this, Theodore.
Right?
This is a volcano of ideas.
All right.
All I smell is money.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Why do you smell anything? This is my idea.
Hey, listen, I said 10% 50... for doing the trailer.
Right,
was
10%.
It not the trailer that got her to call?
All right.
You must have been pretty excited about that trailer.
I got to be completely honest. A girlfriend of mine reached out to me. She's like, Candy, Anna and Raven, they have a Christmas movie idea. I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't even hear the trailer, so I would love a link. Really need you to send it to me so I could listen to it.
Candy, it's coming to you right now. We'll send it to you. And I will email you so we can set up lunch. And I am very excited. And I would also like to be cast as a lead role. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Stop it.
But I was an extra on Law & Order once, and I think I could probably carry it.
She was girl eating hot dog number two.
I ate it viciously.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a hot dog.
It was cold.
And there was at least, what, seven takes?
It was so much hot dogs I had to eat.